you know how it is. When you're a kid, like all my cousins are on Cape Cod. Like, we all went up there together.
Yeah.
So, like, you don't want to have to stay inside all day.
No.
Because you got, and then they start calling you Frankenstein.
Vacation would have been great. Then blank happened. 206-803-ROCK. Hello, Matt. Hello. Welcome to the men's room.
Afternoon, boys. How you doing?
Hola.
So, my little over a year wife for Christmas bought me a shark swimming experience, basically just to tail end of what you guys were just talking about, in Maui at the Kihei Aquarium.
Okay, so you are in an enclosed area with the shark, right?
Correct, with a lot of sharks.
Okay.
So you have to go to a class. They tell you everything. They feed the sharks prior to you going in. So they tell you that they usually aren't hungry. And the guy, he does the air quotes, and he says they're usually not still hungry after that.
Usually.
Usually.
Usually. Yeah. So we have, it's myself, a guy from Calgary, and two gentlemen from Brazil. And the guy from Calgary, he's talking about how, you know, I dive everywhere. I'm pro this, pro that. And I have my PADI license. So we get suited up, get fitted for gear, and he's got all his own gear. So I'm the first one suited up and ready to go. And that aquarium has those tubes that people walk in. So the aquarium kind of surrounds you.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah.
And so you climb down this ladder, and the guide says just kneel down on the tube. My wife and two other people are there because the aquarium's closed, so they do this after the aquarium's closed. I would assume in case you get bit that you don't frighten children. So I'm sitting there, and the thing I left out is they had a tiger shark in there. And so I've got my GoPro on the wand, and I'm sitting there, and it's a big round aquarium, and they just kind of swim in circles and whatnot. And I'm just keeping an eye on the shark. That thing swam. I could have touched it with my arm. And it didn't want anything to do with me, but I sat there as it swam past me, it stared me down. And I almost pooped my pants, but it was a ton of fun. But the only thing that I kept thinking was, because my wife is down below me looking at me, smiling, she's pointing at the shark. Well, she has this uncanny knack to watch How to Murder Your Husband shows.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
But, yeah. But you know, that was the first thing Brent said, is like, she watches a lot of those shows. And she has a life insurance policy on you, but this is 8 years later, and we're going back to Hawaii in November. So.
I'm not sure.
She's poisoning you.
Like, I know bull sharks have a really bad reputation. Tiger sharks, though, are huge.
Yes.
I mean, you don't realize how big they are until 17, 18 feet. That's average. So with a great white shark, I realize they're dangerous, but all of those deaths that happen in Hawaii, everyone that gets attacked, it's always a tiger shark.
Yeah, it's always tiger sharks.
Yeah. When you see the size of their mouth and you see the size and the length of these sharks, they're not as girthy as a great white, but man, they are absolutely huge. They are huge.
The great white just gets all the hype.
Because Jaws.
Yeah.
Yeah.
If they put any shark in there, that'd have been the shark we freak out about. But in the end, like, there's plenty of them.
I saw a 17-foot hammerhead in Cabo. Yeah. Swimming in right near the city dock.
And I don't think people realize how dangerous hammerheads are because they look so stupid. And correct. Even though they look incredibly stupid, you almost feel bad for them.
There's never been a documented shark attack with a hammerhead.
Right.
Really?
But they're super dangerous. Because they even said like a hammerhead going up against a great white. It'd be a much
they're dangerous
better fight than you would think it. Because you just assume the hammerhead's going to lose because like you look dumb. You know, you look at the bottom of a vacuum
cleaner. This thing
was
jet black, man. It was one of the coolest things I've ever seen. Oh, man, it was like, wow, that is badass. But it was so long.
Mm-hmm.
And I just to think that it's not going to hurt you, but that still doesn't make you go like, oh, I feel safe swimming here.
No, I like that he pointed out that his wife's like smiling and pointed at the shark.
Like, that guy, I was about to say.
I know.
Yeah, before he hung up, I was about to like, I wouldn't go hiking with that wife.
Look, here's what I learned about the wife murdering the husband shows. There's two ways these things go down domestically. If the husband's mad, he comes home and shoots his wife dead, and it's done. And he can come up with his lies and all this kind of stuff, but, like, they open the door to the shot their wife. It's beginning and end. When the wife kills the husband, like, this takes place over a period of months.
Because
they've been
in the coffee.
Slowly something. Poisoning you. Right. So the thing is, like, look, at any given moment, your wife might be trying to kill you. You just don't know. And I say that all the time. I'm like, oh, you guys have been married a long time. I'm like, bro, I could be dead tomorrow. If she's poisoning my food, this has been going on for months. I don't know. If I'm going to kill her, this is going to happen.
Vacation would have been great until blank happened. 206-803-ROCK.
How many times did they start it and just back away from it?
Well, that's what I find terrifying, is because that means they are enjoying the process.
Right.
Knowing that they're killing you over a period of 6 months.
I'm like, just thinking, you know, it's going to be over a period of 6 months. Well, after three, it's like, nah, he's not that bad. Let me just stop.
Yeah,
and then two months later, and then all of a sudden we get back into it.
That's what I mean.
Yeah.
Like, they start to maybe it's so that they can say, maybe I'll change my mind. But the point is, like, if your wife's trying to kill you, it's already started. Just know that. If they made you your favorite meal and it's not your birthday or anniversary, don't eat it. If I went home and my wife said, man, I made you lasagna just because I love you, I'd be like, you eat it first. I'm not doing this, man.
It's like steak and lobster if you're overseas in the military.
What does that mean?
Well, it's not good. If they're feeding you steak and lobster, you're probably going into battle.
Yeah, that's a good point.
Something you don't know.
Not an MRE here, steak and lobster.
Right, not General Chow line. Like, boys, we got steak and lobster. I'm pretty sure that's a, you don't, like, you're happy, but you don't want to eat that.
Right, that's a tell.
Right, the next day it's like, yeah, we're back in the Persian Gulf or something.
Yeah, that makes sense. Hello, John. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola.
Hola.
So right before a sixth grade camp, instead of going to sixth grade camp, my aunt and uncle took us to Palm Springs, California.
All right.
Is that fun as a kid?
I had gotten grounded shortly before this vacation, so they decided for this vacation they would unground me for the period that we're out there. I spent the first day of vacation in the pool all day in 90-degree sun and only put sunscreen on once.
Mm-hmm.
And for the remainder of my vacation, I spent it face down on a couch with golf ball-sized water blisters on my shoulders and lower back.
Oh. Yep.
So I screwed myself out of my vacation, and I was still grounded when I got home.
Oh, they still? I'd have been like, you had enough. Why did you get grounded in the first place?
I can't remember. I'm 31 now. This was a long time ago.
All right.
You got to be careful, man. You got to be careful down there.
Nobody thinks about it. By the way, we're just talking about wives killing their husbands. YouTube, they say the deadliest female serial killer lived on Bainbridge Island. She would invite people to her property and slowly poison them. This is what I'm saying, man.
Huh.
This is what I'm saying.
Taryn Daly, Steve Mix from the Daily Mix Morning Show coming up. We're going to sit and spin. We've got the 10 best rock songs about summer. And we've got your emails coming up next from the men's room at KISW.com.